Good morning, Mr. Pagano.
So, our conversation from 2 days ago turned into a nightmare.
Well, here's what happened, and Pat and I talked about this off-air more than we talked about it on-air. 2 days ago, the National Weather Service issued their... I don't look at their forecasts. I look at their weather discussions. And in their weather discussion, it was, you know, it was kind of, well, you know, it looks like there's going to be snow showers on this and that. And then on their discussion went on to say, now it looks like that there's going to be accumulating snow Tuesday night into Wednesday afternoon for a very sliver small area of northwest Connecticut, adjacent eastern New York, and South County, Massachusetts. Well, Pat and I said to Pat, I said, look at their weather forecast, though. Their weather forecast is just calling for snow flurries. I said, but their weather discussion is saying this. So we hemmed and hawed and talked about it a bit. And this morning I wake up and there's 4 inches of snow outside my house, and it's still snowing. Now, I will say, Pat, I got down to the bottom of the hill into Salisbury, and there's about 2 inches. There's about an inch and a half here in Sharon at the 2 inches. But there's a sliver of an area that's going to wind up with 4 to 5 inches of snow.
Yeah, it's very, very localized. It's all backlash around that storm. And I remember saying that you were Marshall. Don't you remember last year?
Yeah.
When you said to me, Pat, it's snowing here all night long. It's snowing. It's snowing. And it was so localized. So, again, the National Weather Service wasn't far off. So the modeling is never going to pick it up.
Yeah.
I sent you the Connecticut roundup from all the airports.
Yeah.
And I forgot. There's nobody.
I know.
Nobody reporting a thing.
I can tell you, Pat, that it was a heavy, wet snow at my house. And it's on the back deck, it was 4 inches and a little over. In the front of the house on the grass by the road, it was more like 3 to 4 inches. But when I left the house this morning to come, the plow was just going by. And I'll tell you, it was a heavy, wet snow that they were pushing off the road. It was unbelievable, but it was so localized. It's just like, well, I think that happens because I have the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Their ski jumps are only about a mile and a half away from me, directly down the hill and then up another hill. So I think because the ski jumps are there, that's why snow happens.
Okay, so we'll accept that. We'll definitely accept it. I still have some rain or wet snow showers in the forecast today for all of the area, and the high is 40 to 45, and of course it's windy. Tonight we should drop to the low 30s. So again, the cold is marginal. And for tomorrow, back to the mid-40s with partly cloudy skies. Your Friday, sun and clouds, mid-40s. Saturday, cloudy, some rain developing. And highs in the low 40s. I'm thinking along the lines that when we get to Sunday, and again, speed is the name of the game here, I think the main rain will move out by lunchtime. And during the afternoon, while we may have some showers, we may also have some sun. And that could bring the temperature to 60 degrees on Sunday.
Well, that's nice to know.
60. Yes, of course, we'll go back down next week, but it certainly looks like Sunday would be the peak of any kind of warming, which is perfect for Pat, because as you know, we're heading out to get to chop down our Christmas tree on Sunday. And that's usually an all-day affair. In fact, I'm telling my friends now who come with us that we're probably going to have to wait and leave in the afternoon. And the reason for that is because I'm expecting the rain in the morning. So I'm hoping in the afternoon it will be a little bit better. But nevertheless, the trees are going to be wet, aren't they? Yes.
Yeah.
What could you do? But try to get that. It's only that one weekend for this tree farm. It's Saturday and Sunday. I can't go Saturday. I have to go in the city. It's just that one weekend. We got to get up there. After all, I mean, I know you get the buys up there, but any tree, any size, with tax, $45.
Well, that's good. That's $45 in New York City gets you a twig.
if that much, yeah. It takes that much money just to park.
That's right.
Well, even out on Long Island, I remember a couple of times going to tree farms out on Long Island. There is absolutely nothing even close to that.
Well, we have, what's nice here is our high school, Housatonic Valley Regional High School, the Ag Ed department, they're going to open up and they sell fresh cut trees, roping, greens, and everything, and it all benefits the Ag Ed department, okay? And their prices are extremely competitive. And then a good buddy of mine, Brian Oler, and his family, they run a place called Caddyshack, which is a in the summertime, it's a snack shack, right? But they have a Caddy Christmas, and they bring in a lot of fresh trees there as well. So we have a couple of real nice local options for fresh Christmas trees. And they go to benefit, one, a local merchant, and two, the local high school's agriculture department. So we're pretty lucky.
That's really nice. Yeah, that's really, really nice. I remember when I went to get a tree on Long Island at one of the farms there, I paid $125.
That's ridiculous. Back when I was a kid in high school, the FFA Tree Shack used to be up on Route 7. And in the wintertime, we used to go into their patch of trees that were in between the school. You had to go over the railroad tracks. And then in between the railroad tracks and Route 7 is where they had trees. And we would go there, and that's where we would smoke.
Oh.
That's where we would smoke.
But you never got the trees.
No. There were trees.
Yeah, that wasn't your main thing.
The trees were cover.
Gotcha.
Anyways.
Thank you for the information. The movie you were talking about yesterday, if our listeners were listening, is called The Christmas Chronicles.
Yes.
With Kurt Russell. Yeah. It's by Netflix.
It's very good.
Now, I'm not a subscriber to Netflix, but I may be able to get it. So I'll have to work on that.
And the other one you can't get either, because that's also on Netflix that I was talking about.
Okay. I saw the trailer that you sent me. It looks so good.
It is very
it
well
really
done.
Did.
It's very well done. I think it's going to become a Christmas classic. I think it's going to, I really do.
It looks like it would be. It looks like it would be right in the order of The Grinch and The Polar Express.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of action. It's got music. It's got it's fun. It really is. And everybody steals the show in it. So it's a good. I had a lot of people send me emails saying, "Hey, dummy, this is the name of the movie."
Oh, yeah.
Christmas Chronicles, dummy. You just watched it. You remembered.
I'm gonna see if I could get it over the weekend. I'll see. Although there's not much time over the weekend, a lot of stuff going on this week.
Well, you can watch that movie anytime, and the Netflix series is going to be available, I think, out of Netflix as well. So, if you got Fire Sticks, though, Netflix is not a very expensive proposition.
Right, and I do have Fire Stick.
I think it's like $10 a month.
Yeah, you know the problem is, Marshall. Once I get into the summer mode, May, June, July, August, September, October, I probably will never watch it because I'm away on weekends and I'm always so busy, you know, with the movies and all of that other stuff and the picnics and all of that stuff. So it would be a waste all of that time. The only time would be worth it is in the wintertime.
I think you could sign up for it in the wintertime. But anyways. Yeah. They put out a lot of good stuff. So now we've got our localized snow, and then we've got the rain this weekend. And is there any storms on the horizon for the end of next week or anything like that? Does it look like we'll get back to colder winter weather?
Well, there's another storm that's going to hit the California coast, and it will come across the country and probably threaten us Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. While I think most of that will be rain as well, there could be a little bit of a wintry mix at the beginning and the end. Details still have to be ironed out on that. And then we'll have to see what happens, you know, for next weekend. Some of the computer modeling was saying that a storm in the south could come far enough north to fringe southern New England. I never pay any mind to that at all because they're just not good with that. So we are pretty definite about the storm Saturday into Sunday and Tuesday into Wednesday.
All right. And also the snow we're getting now.
Yeah, which is really not a storm.
I know. It's so I'm looking at the radar, and there's this blob of snow that is just hanging right on the Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts borders.
You got it.
It's just hanging there. That's all.
Yep.
What's it do? It's just got to snow itself out? Is that what has to happen?
As drier air comes around the storm that's in Canada, it'll just break it all up. And again, we've seen this happen over and over again. Problem is that it doesn't happen with every one of these storms. So it's hard to say. I mean, if last night I could have easily said, well, look for 1 to 4 inches of snow. Yeah. And you could have told me this morning, well, Pat, I'm sorry to tell you, but, you know, we hardly got a flurry.
Yeah. Well, no, I have people emailing me and sending me messages saying, geez, we just got a dusting. You know, it's only this one little strip here. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what the heck? Well, you know, it's climate change. No, it's not.
Yeah, right. You know, at this point right now, you could blame it on anything you want, but I would like to default to our president to see what he'll blame it on.
That's right. He'll blame it on
poor management.
He'll blame it on Pelosi.
Yeah, right.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Take care. Sure. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast on Robin Hood Radio.